Praise God and welcome to Be Empowered to Grow Spiritually. Today, let us learn something about the prayer of the grace. This prayer is said by pupils and students in schools, in Sunday schools, in church, and even when we start and end meetings. When you say the prayer of the grace, do you understand what you are praying about? Now listen carefully as I recite this prayer before we look at what it means. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let us look at the first line. What does it say? May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is associated with Jesus. The second line talks about the love of God. God is associated with love. The third line talks about fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Let us go back to the first line that talks about grace and Jesus. What is grace? Grace refers to godliness, humility, and patience. When Jesus lived on earth, he practiced godliness, patience, and humility. When you say, "May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ," you are simply asking God to help you practice godliness, patience, and humility as you relate with other people. God is love. That is his character. You cannot claim to love God or know God, yet you hate people. When you mention the love of God in that prayer, you are simply asking God to help you love everybody. Holy Spirit is the person of God. He is the Spirit of truth, wisdom and understanding, might and counsel, knowledge and the fear of God. He is a great teacher whose work is to lead, guide, and instruct you in all truth. He dwells in you. He was left to you as a helper and comforter. You need to learn to listen to him for guidance and instructions because he speaks. The more you get deeper with God, the more his spirit comes real in your life. God wants you to reach a level you can without a doubt fellowship with the Holy Spirit. When you pray the prayer of the grace, therefore, you are simply asking God to help you practice godliness, patience, and humility as you relate with others, to love everybody unconditionally, and to fellowship with the Holy Spirit so that he can guide, lead, and instruct you in all you need. And now, therefore, together, let us say the prayer of the grace with understanding. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.